B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
The great John Kincaid on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, John.
You frame an opinion so well. You're a master. Your law degree was put to good use, even though you just do a talk show for a living. You put it to great use because you frame things so craftily.
That's good. It only cost me about $100,000 to do that. but that's beside the point. Let's first of all reiterate for our audience what your perspective is on what we should do as a fan base with Ben Simmons.
I said this morning, if you want to boo Ben Simmons when Matt Cord announces him in front of the crowd, first time out there, regular season, whatever, and you want to give him the business, you give him the business. He earned it. He deserves it. But the minute the game starts, it should be our objective to either have him do one of two things: be great for the Sixers so the Sixers can potentially be great, or to be great to be able to be carted out of this town, which, by the way, is my preference. In a great deal where he's built up his market value. Damaging this guy's psyche further? This is a man.
Well, first of all, why should we have the responsibility of boosting someone's psyche?
I don't think you want to damage it anymore.
Why can't I care about damaging it? That's his problem. He set it up.
So if you make it so he's less comfortable at work, how does that benefit us, Mike, when he's out the door?
It benefits us to not put him on the floor. And if they put him on the floor, the fans have every right to express what he has done to the fans alone. Forget the organization. Why would we let him off the hook to enable him for fear of hurting his feelings further?
You believe his market value, and just, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You think his market value would be higher if he never played another game for the
Yes,
Sixers?
I do, because his market value is only the intrigue of what Ben could be. Once we expose what he really is, which is it's never going to change his game, then it doesn't increase his value at all. And all it is an insult to the fan base that he's on the floor.
If he's motivated to leave this town, what do you think he might do, Mike? He might go out there and do some of the things that he's refused to do over there.
Really? And the Tooth Fairy's coming to your house tomorrow. Are you freaking kidding me that he's going to transform himself into this wunderkind?
Mike, you're acting like a guy. He was an all-star last year that helped lead a team, was one of the reasons they went to a number one seed. You're acting like he was, like a dumpster.
Okay. They didn't win, and they didn't win because of what he can't do.
No questions asked.
Okay, so what's the use then?
Because I don't believe letting him sit is not going to help. They know who he is. They let him all summer long, all summer into the fall. They had an opportunity. Teams had an opportunity to kick the tires or trade for Simmons. The market value ain't there, Mike.
You believe that? I do not. But let's just say, let's go along with your plan.
Wait. What don't you believe?
I don't believe that his market value will increase if he plays for the Sixers.
You believe Daryl Morey got legitimate offers for him this offseason? Because I do not.
No, but he will get legitimate offers as long as he hangs in there. Because the teams look at what they don't have. They see there's a potential all-star they think they can unlock. But if he's exposed for the guy that doesn't shoot, his value doesn't change.
Well, he's not a potential all-star. He is an all-star.
He's a fake all-star because he doesn't maximize his ability.
I agree with you.
But let's get to the fan part of this. Let's get to the fan part. I frankly think it's an insult that they actually put him on the floor to force fans to accept him. But that's beside the point. Where do you get off saying the fans should act a certain way to enable this clown further?
Well, first off, you're misrepresenting. I told anybody if you pay the price of admission, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Okay, but you're also saying we're going to wound his feelings.
No, what I'm telling you is that one of the biggest fake things that I've ever heard out of our city is nobody likes us, we don't care.
That has no bearing here. This is an honest...
Here, though, because it's going to perpetuate the nonsense that everybody complains about when the Philly fan base is depicted as...
Who cares about that at this point? That guy aggrieved an entire fan base. We're not culpable. This doesn't extend the myth that we're bad fans.
Mike, the minute that the ESPN shows the Sixers fans booing him out,
care about that anymore.
They're booing because it's righteous.
All we have to know is that we're doing the right thing by expressing our opinion.
You can. I would express it all day long. Once the game starts, I want the Sixers to win, and I don't want anything that is going to put this guy in a more fragile state of mind than he already is.
Oh, my God, you're so worried about his fragile state of mind. I want to kick him in the head. I don't care about his fragile state of mind.
The desire would be there. There's a lot of people that would feel that same thing, but you're not benefiting.
Really? How about when a rose in a standing ovation when he went to the foul line? Did that do anything?
I loved it.
Oh, you loved it. Did it do anything?
It did not get...
Okay, because he's a freaking pod. That's why.
But you think booing him...
I'm not a booer. I'm saying for you to suggest what fans should do because we're afraid of hurting his feelings further is ridiculous.
No, what I'm suggesting, Mike, is the fact that there are too many fans in this town who call our radio station every day whenever ESPN or anybody else says, oh, there's the...
Why are you so worried about that anymore when it comes to Ben Simmons? We don't care about our reputation. I don't care about our reputation being further damaged because the fact of the matter is it's not going to be further damaged. That guy did that to us.
If you don't believe... You're going to tell me that if the Sixers fans boo him out of the building the first night he's back, you don't think that leads every major news...
John, listen to me. I want you to hear this clearly. I don't freaking care. I don't. Okay. It's not the issue of what people are going to think of Philadelphia anymore when it comes to this guy.
The problem is it will. That will be a part of the story.
It's irrelevant to the story. I don't care if some national broadcaster like Michael Wilbon, the fraud that he is going to rip Philadelphia further.
I know, Mike, I know you have always held that opinion. I've heard you about Wilbon and others many times, and I agree with you.
Okay.
That's awesome for you. But for the thousands and thousands of people who call our radio station and complain about it.
The people that call our radio station are the people who are the aggrieved parties.
What do you mean?
They're the aggrieved parties. They're the ones that Ben did this to. They're the ones who were talked down to by Ben.
But they're going to be upset, and they're also going to be the ones that are saying, ESPN's misrepresenting us.
You keep going down this lane, and I don't really freaking care what ESPN thinks. Nor do fans in this city care.
Tell me,
you know the fans call this radio station and complain about how we're represented constantly.
They do. People care. But I want to get back to your point about the basketball thing. Mike, under this, let's say that you know that if Ben is booed, and let's assume he's going to play. He's taking his physical. He's setting up to play, by the way. So let's say he's going to actually play. If the goal is to move, I'm trying to understand John's point and your point. If the goal is solely to get the most out of him to move him, should fans keep the powder dry until maybe he makes a mistake on the floor if it means he plays better in order to get him moved? Is that sort of what you're saying there, John? Is that fair?
Well stated, Tyrone.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, hold on. We got to see It might not matter with him, but that's kind of what you're getting at, right?
Well, it might not matter with Mike, but
I'm saying it might not matter with Dave.
In other words, we have to concentrate as a fan base on not booing him, even though organically we feel the reaction inside, and we need to get that out. You're telling us we have the responsibility to squelch it after all this guy has done.
Root against your own team, then. Because that's what you're doing. You are booing the Sixers. If he's wearing Sixers laundry and they're trying to win a game, Mike, you're advocating booing a Sixers.
That's why I don't want him on the floor.
What? He's going to be.
But he's going to be there, Mike.
So Tyron, you're agreeing with this?
No.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do is take everything step by step. Now, you, John, hold on. What does Ben have to do between now and taking the floor? He's taking a physical. He's meeting with he has talked bad about the fans. Does he not have to in order to implement your plan? Does he then owe it to the fan base that in some public forum he at least addresses the whole notion of I don't want to be there because those people are terrible? Isn't it fair that he have to do that before he plays?
100%. Not 99. You're 100% correct. I also believe he will part ways with Clutch Sports. I think that's coming.
All right. Here's my last question to you.
Yes, sir.
So, during the course of this Ben comeback tour, where we're all silent, he passes up an open jump shot again. Now you're saying we have to bite our lip and not be disappointed by that moment.
I'm not. If there is a moment in the game, if he passes up a dunk, if he does something stupid, you could boo like you would boo any bad play that you wanted to.
But I'm getting the impression that that's gonna wound his feelings if we do that.
No, what's gonna wound him is if he's carrying the ball, he's dribbling the ball up the court, and it's just
they're probably not gonna do that. But you can't ask people to think and squelch their organic reaction to something. Come on,
it doesn't feel organic. You know what isn't organic, Mike? When you have weeks to think about what you're going to do going into the building and you come up with a plan. That's the opposite of organic. You're saying organic. Organic is spur of the moment, a decision you make is spur of the moment.
Yes, because that's what people are going to do, because they're going to enable him back on the team and they're going to think these wonderful things are going to happen. And at that moment, it becomes organic again when he doesn't do it.
Well, you can boo anything in a game that you would normally boo if you missed another player. You blew him for a stupid decision. If you boo Thibault because he fouled somebody behind the three-point line and cost you a series, which, by the way, was the reason you lost.
You know they're not going to, when he just dribbles the ball up the floor, they're not going to boo?
I disagree with you.
All right.
I think every time he touches the ball, you're going to hear a segment of that fan base in the building that is going to boo him every time he touches the ball. And we'll go back and look at it, and I'll tell you that I was wrong if that happened.
Okay, John. Thanks for coming
on.
Good
job, Mikey.
All right, buddy.
By the way, I got into Penn State, Villanova, and Temple.
You are a classic CGI guy, and you'll have to show me that acceptance letter from Penn State.
I told you he was going to say that, John.
I knew he would. Yeah.
I hope you saved it, because otherwise it's poppycock.
Mike, I can just get you my academic record.
I don't need your academic record. I need the letter that said you were accepted to Penn State.
I didn't want to study animal husbandry.
They don't have 150 degrees at Penn State. Get out of here. I've had it. Enough of you.
Now, he had mentioned that to me before, that he got into Penn State, Temple, and Villanova. I said, if you mention this to Mike, he's going to say you're lying. I knew this was coming.
My man didn't want to live on his own, so he had to do his own laundry. That's why he had to go local. He's a classic CGI guy.
But what if he got in and Temple was just cheaper?
Show me the letter.
Because this is Temple's tuition lower.
Show me the letter. All right? Otherwise, CGI. When you work that hard to try to rip into Penn State, you're a CGI.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.